Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Fun Kids Meets. This is the podcast where we meet excellent and interesting people. And in this week's episode, we are going to be hearing from the cast of Almost Never and the stars of the boy band The Wonderland. And they're going to be talking to us a little bit about this.
Like, I think the music this season is like unmatched. I think it's insane. The storyline, it's so good. Like, there's loads of drama, new relationships. There's a bit of tension going on. It's good.
And they were chatting to a very good friend of mine, all-round fun kids legend and host of the Pop 7 at 7. Connor is here. How are we doing, Connor?
Yeah, we're good, mate. How are you?
I'm very good. This must have been class chatting to these boys.
So good. Like, massive, massive fan of the show, massive fan of the band as well. And kind of putting those two things together, you get the interview that we had, and it was just ultimate fun.
So give us a little bit of a background on what the series Almost Never is about.
Okay, so they're coming into season 3 right now. That's what the interview's about. Brand new season is on the way.
It's a CBBC show, isn't it?
CBBC show, yep. The idea about it is there's two bands in it, one girl band, one boy band. We spoke to the boy band called The Wonderland. And basically, they're just trying to crack it, really. You know, like we see all the time on some of our favourite TV shows anyway, talent shows and in the world, just bands trying to make it as the big time, really. And that's the idea of the show, how it works with the labels and different pressures and what it's actually like to be a boy band trying to make the big time.
So it gives you like a realistic insight on what it's like trying to crack the music industry, essentially.
Definitely, yeah. But I think the best bit about the show itself, that obviously is one of the best bits, but it's also a bit sort of delving into the lives of these people as well, like different relationships that are forming, a little bit of drama as well. We get a lot of drama in season 3. You're going to hear about that in the interview. A little bit of love, you know, a few people falling in love, you know what it's like. And just like all-round fun nonsense. It's what we love.
Excellent stuff. Well, let's start off with the Fun Kids Meets Bingo. So this is where I try and guess what has been in the interview. What are you going to chat to the lads about? And I'm peaks and troughs at the moment, Connor. Sometimes I'm nailing 3 out of 3. Sometimes I'm just having an absolute shocker. Let's see how we get on this week. So I reckon, are we going to find out about the singing backgrounds of these lads in real life? Like, were they singing since they were like 3 years old? What's going to be the deal there? Also, like, I don't know about you. Were you ever in a band when you were younger, Connor? Did you ever have like a school band?
You see, I know you so well. I knew that this would be something that would come to your mind. It's sort of like whether they had that young boy band or like, did they play the clarinet once for the school choir? Is that what you're thinking?
I mean, that counts, sure. But don't tell us if it's in it yet. Don't tell us if it's in it yet. But that's going to be my guess. But were you in a kid band at school?
I wasn't in a kid band, but I used to sing in like the musicals, in like the drama performances. But I was so bad at singing that they'd bang me in, like, you know the 30 guys at the back that are just well out of tune.
The chorus. Was me. Yeah. And also, this is the thing which I'm really interested in, is have they ever thought about maybe taking the band that's in the show and trying to make it a real life thing? Like, is there any prospect of that? I'd be really interested to know whether that's a thing. So who knows what we're going to be hearing about? Connor's a maverick. He could be going in any direction with this interview. So let's hear Connor chat to the cast of Almost Never.
Hello, it's Connor here on Fun Kids once again, and the time has arrived. We have a big old load of cast members here from Almost Never. We've got all the boys from The Wonderland. We've got Tilly as well, who plays the social media manager. Guys, how are we doing?
Good.
Very good.
You know, if anyone's a fan of Almost Never, we've ticked all the boxes here, haven't we? We've got everyone.
This is the place to be.
Listen, we'll go straight in with Harry first. Harry, just for anyone listening right now, firstly, we're going to ask the question, why do you not know what Almost Never is? You need to get involved. But if they haven't seen it, just a little bit of a breakdown. What's Almost Never about? Pre-season 3.
So, in general, the show is about a boy band trying to make it in the industry. And obviously some challenges come their way, but yeah, they've got to power through it with their social media managers and record labels and stuff. They've just got to, you know, do what they can.
So it's a bunch of lads in a band having some fun, trying to get into the music industry. Basically what we've seen over the years of like boy bands everywhere, all over the world, just trying to do this exact thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oakley, season 3 is upon us. What is expected in season 3? What can we sort of sit tight and be excited for?
Well, I'll tell you what, the music this season is just gone like... I think the music this season is like unmatched. I think it's insane. The storyline, it's so good. Like, there's loads of drama, new relationships. There's a bit of tension going on. A bit of like a few arguments, you know what I mean? It's good, it's good.
Few arguments, bit of drama. Is there a maturity progression, do you believe, within the band from season one, season two into season three? Is it kind of like, okay, it's about to get serious?
Yeah, I definitely feel like as we've all grown up, we've definitely all grown up with our characters as well. So like, yeah, I feel like our characters are definitely a lot more like, they've matured over the seasons, I reckon.
Yeah, Nate, coming to you, like being part of the band, it's obviously started as a TV show concept, but it's actually in a way outside of that become a thing, hasn't it? Like, people are loving you guys for being a band other than just being in the show.
Yeah, no, exactly. So a lot of people watch the show and think, oh, they're just, you know, they're this TV band, they've been put together on this show. But in actual fact, we are a real band. We've got real music. We write our own songs. We've got two songs in this season that we've actually written. Oki wrote one and we wrote one as a group, which is really cool. We've had an opportunity to do that. And yeah, we want to take it outside the show. We want to take it to the real world. And yeah, it's going to be good. Amazing.
Tilly, you're sitting here quietly. You're part of this absolute nonsense that we all love. You are the social media manager in the show. You have to keep the boys in line. You got to work with them.
What are we
expecting from Sergeant Major? You play the character of Chloe, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And Chloe's a really interesting character. I always describe Chloe as an onion. She's got so many layers to her. She's got quite a hard exterior, you know, like boss kind of attitude, but she is a little softy because, you know, she's got a love interest with Nate and she's got her own little things going on. But yeah, she's a good egg. She's a good egg underneath it all. And I think she's quite vulnerable. And I feel like in season three, you see her, and like the back end of season two, you kind of see her vulnerability a little bit more. Season three, she's got a lot coming. Like, she has like a new opportunity. That's like the only spoiler I can give you. And she takes it by the horns. Do you know what I mean? She really goes for it. But the boys, I think, will always be a soft spot.
How do you find like the relationships between you boys in this season and obviously Chloe as well? Have they, like, how are those relationships? How can we sort of, are we seeing happiness or are we also seeing a little bit of, you know, real life drama?
I think there's a progression, like, others, like, with age, like, it's almost like, you know, obviously, like, the kids have seen as kind of semi, like, reality grow up in the Palais, but I definitely think this year the drama's heightened to, like, if you put it back to our age and, like, social situations that go on in our age group, they're kind of similar, if that makes sense. Like, they relate to, like, kids could kind of relate to what our characters are going through, if that makes sense, i.e. relationships, thinking about what they want to do with their life, you know. So I think the progression is there for the season.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that's quite exciting as well, because it is season three. So you're seeing like season one and season two that's already been developed, and then kind of like this new chapter in, you know, what's been an amazing kind of story. Oakley, what's it like being like part of the band? How's the relationship like between you lads? Like, is it quite an interesting concept?
I think like the way that we got put together at the start was obviously like we were never a band to begin with. We sort of auditioned for this TV show to be a band. It was like, it's basically like a fake band we were going into. But I think all of us three, as we got to know each other, we've realized that we all really enjoy music. Like, we all want to perform on stages when we're older. We want to release music. We want to perform to fans. We want to see people smile. We just want to make music. And that's what I think, that's just what we all want to do, really. And we want to pursue that after the show.
Definitely,
and what's still going on.
Definitely what's brought us together, I'd say, 100%.
Mm. Yeah, I think as well, you can hear it like in the music that you're releasing. You know, like we talk about it a lot on the show. We play your new one. It's called For Life. You know, big track. It's kind of like, as you said, you started off as some lads auditioning for a TV show. I don't think you ever once saw that as being, hold on a minute, we'll be releasing actual music that gets played on actual radio across actually the UK as well. Like, it's a bit surreal, right, Nate?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's funny you say you play For Life as well, because that's the song that we actually wrote for the show as a band. So we were actually filming the first half of season three, and we were told by our producer, he says, right, so we've got this storyline that's coming up in the show, and we want an original song for it. I'm going to challenge you boys to see if you can write a song. We'll see if it's good enough. Maybe we'll use it, maybe we won't. So we went back to our house that we were staying in. We thought, right, let's do it. Let's see. Wrote this song, played it to him, and he loved it, and it got put in the show, which is amazing, which is really cool. So.
And now it's on Fun Kids across the UK, yeah, being played literally every single day in my show as well, which is crazy. Silly, I've got a question for you. If I want to be part of this band, being like social media manager, what's the expectations here? I mean, they all look pretty cool, right? They've all got the hair going on. You can see, you know, it's we're in boy band territory right now. What's like the thing? What's the three things I need to be part of this band here? Because I mean, am I cool enough? Have I got it going on?
I feel like you need swag, talent. You know, you need a bit of swag. Like the swag has got to be there. You know, a little bit of drip. The boys love a bit of drip. Yeah. Outfit's got to be on point. I think you've got to have a little bit of rhythm as well. You know, you can't just be stiff behind that guitar. Mainly, I think you need to have bro code because the boys are a tight unit. And to get in that tight unit, you know, you're going to have to show some loyalty.
Yeah, you mean you heard it here first. Anyone listening that wants to be part of this band, you got to up the game. You got to get a drip. Am I saying it right? The drip?
Swag. You've got to have swag and you've got to have bro code.
And you can't have bro code. I love it. Drip, swag, bro code. There you go. That's it then. If anyone's one day want to be in a band, make sure you just got drip and bro code and you're good to go. So we're going to quickly finish up with coming to each of you individually. And I just want one word from you to sum up season three to get everybody nice and excited. Tilly, we'll start with you. One word. Let's do it.
Just one word to describe season three. Unexplainable.
Oh, unexplainable. That's a good descriptive word to use. Oakley?
Unexpected.
Unexpected, unexplainable. Okay, Harry?
Drama. Yeah, a bit of tension. Go with drama.
Right. Nate?
I'll go with, I don't know if it counts as one word, but jam-packed.
Jam-packed. If there is ever a way to sell a season, that is the way to do it. Best of luck to you guys. Thank you so much for coming on to Fun Kids. It's been good fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What an excellent bunch. What an excellent little crew.
Aren't they just great? Like, they're everything you expect them to be. If you're a fan of Almost Never as a show anyway on CBBC, or if you're a fan of the band, I always find when you meet, you know, some of your favourite people, whether it be from a TV show or movie, you're never quite sure what they're going to be like, but they are just great. Good lads. Good lads.
Yeah, we've had some strong chats with some of the cast members of CBBC shows recently, and this one definitely stood up to the test. And let's go through the Fun Kids Meets Bingo. And it was a mixed bag. Didn't quite get into the singing backgrounds, which is absolutely fine. Less so on the childhood bands either. So that's 0 out of 2 for Sean. But this was the bit which I really enjoyed, and that was hearing that they're actually making music based on the band from the show, which I think is class.
Yeah, you see, this is the thing, right? Quickly on the Fun Kids Meets Bingo situation, Sean. I don't know if we need to rethink this, because what it does is you pull me on here and some of the other Fun Kids buds, and what you basically just prove as to how you could do the interview better, because you think of ideas that are way better than what we even asked them.
I mean, it's not supposed to be that. It's not supposed to be that. Maybe I need to make these guesses a little bit more obscure rather than
digging into childhood fun. You know, whether they were in a band, did that influence them? Like, what a brilliant question. I didn't think of that in the interview.
Sorry, lad. I didn't mean to show you up or anything. But hey, it was class. I had a lovely time.
Yeah, they're good. They're good lads. And yeah, they are making music. Like that was so interesting to hear. Like, they auditioned, obviously, for a TV show. And I don't think they ever imagined that they would get along like they do, you know, become what they are. And yeah, they're like writing music themselves. Like Nate, one of the lads in the band, was saying that he wrote the new song that they've got that we're playing on Fun Kids right now. And it's just incredible. I don't think that was ever a path that maybe as actors they imagined they'd be on. But look what's happened, you know, it's all going on for them.
You never know what is going to happen. And where can we go and check out some episodes?
Episodes are on CBBC right now, on the BBC iPlayer. And yeah, it's on CBBC as well, so make sure you catch up. I know for a fact they like to play catch up of Almost Never Always. It's like, you know, like when you go on your TV, you go on your TV guide, you go to CBBC, sometimes during the afternoon, just catch an episode. You sit down, you just catch an episode.
Ideal for the summer holidays. Connor, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Cheers.
and we will be back next week with more interesting people on Fun Kids Meets.